Farm Fiends. When is a union not a union? When it's the National Farmers Union, according to a report from the Ethical Consumer Research Association, which describes it as an English agribusiness lobby group. According to the report, as food production has globalized, and the environmental movement has grown, consensus about how our food should be produced has broken down. Over the last 20 years, the NFU has hardened into an anti-environmental, free market lobby group. Using the term union suggests an organization where members have an equal vote, working in the interests of all workers in the sector. Not so the NFU, which actually works for the short-term interests of a small number of large-scale farm owners, directly against those of smaller farmers. For example, by supporting mega dairies which are driving small dairy farmers out of business. The owners of big farms, mostly in the south and east of England, have used the millions they get from EU subsidies to undercut and buy out small farms, while outbidding them for any land that comes on the market. They have also resisted any regulation, especially that favoring conservation, wildlife and the environment, unless big subsidies are attached. Meanwhile, small farmers struggle to survive, and are driven out of business by even short-term cuts in the price they get from supermarkets for their milk, lamb, or vegetables. But as well as representing the interests of Britain's biggest farmers, the NFU apparently has a structure which allows corporate members, but does not disclose who these are. The Ethical Consumer Report raises concerns about a perceived relationship with multinational companies that determine the shape and future of British agriculture and food production, the agrochemical industry and the big supermarkets. Agrochemical giants like Syngenta, who make the neonicotinoids that are killing bees, and big supermarkets like Tesco, apparently don't just lobby the NFU for support, they could be much closer to it than that. They can, and do, use their relationship with the NFU to put pressure on government, working against smaller farmers, against environmental campaigns, and ultimately against consumers. Kate Jones, Swansea.